Okay, we're up to Perek Yud in Divrei Hayamim Beis, and we are up to the story of Rechavam. Shlomo HaMelech has just died, and he was buried, and Rechavam, the son of Shlomo, takes over. We spoke at the end of the last year how he was able to become king. If his mother was not Jewish, so we spoke about a couple of ideas from the Noda Bihuda, from the Kesef Mishnah, the Chulu. But this parak discusses the beginning of Rechavim's reign. It's a parallel in Parak Yud Beis of Malachim Aleph, where we know the people came to Rechavim and they were not so convinced that he should be the king. There was another leader named Yeravam that had earlier been chased out of Eretz Yisrael from Shlomo as a potential rebellion. And he came back, and this parak talks about the terrible tragedy of the split of the Malchus, Malchei Yisrael and Malchei Yehuda. Again, I'm sorry, I apologize for my throat. They gather in Shechem, and the people want to have less taxes to pay to Rechavim. They say, please lower our taxes, and Rechavim checks in with his with the elders and with the younger friends. And as we know the tragic story, he did not listen to the elders. He listened to his younger friends, and he said to them, "I'm going to be even more cruel and strict." And that was it. And the people, 10 tribes, went away, and they followed Yeravam, and the Malchus split. It was supposed to be maybe only for 36 years, but it was later split for many, many years, and then eventually they did not even come back. This is Perek Yud here in Divrei Hayamim Beis. So let us get to the beginning of the Perek. So again, this is a tragic split this Perek discusses, and the split of the Malchus was even described by Yeshayahu HaNavi. It was compared to the war that they had with Ashur in Yeshayahu, in Perek Zion, Pasuk Yud Zion. Yeshayahu HaNavi even describes, just find it, Zion Yud Zion, the pasuk here, Yavi Hashem Alecha va'al Amcha v'al Beis Avicha Yamim Asher Lo Bo'u L'miyom Sur Ephraim El Yehuda. It's going to be so terrible. It's going to be just as terrible as the day that Ephraim went away from Yehuda. Which again, that's a benchmark of tragedy. The parak starts off, Vayelech Rechavam Shechema. Rechavam went to Shechem, ki Shechem bo'u, kol Yisrael lahamlich oso. Because that's where all the Jewish people went to be mamlich Rechavam, to make him the king. Shechem, as we know, was a makom that does not have a great history amongst the Jewish people. Rashi quotes this in Vayeshev, but it's a Gemara. Sanhedrin kuf be'ezam and aleph. The pasuk says, Vayelech Rechavam Shechem, he went to Shechem, ki Shechem bo'u. Call Yisrael Amlichozo Tana Mishum Rabbi Yosi Makom Mizuman LePeronis. Shechem was a makom that was mizuman, that in its very geography it had a Peronis tragedy. B'Shechem Inu was Dina, that's where Dina was raped. B'Shechem Machru Echav is Yosef. B'Shechem Nechlaka Malchus Beis David. That's why this was the place that the tragedy was going to happen. The Mefari says here, the Rashi says, the Mefari says that they went to Shechem. And the call zos haisa siba meis HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'kayim dvaro. This is all part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. Why Shechem? Because this was going to be Peronis. Why did Rechavim go to Shechem? Because this is going to be a fulfillment of the promise that Hashem said to Shlomo already, that the Malchus was going to be split. A question that's asked by the Mefarshim is, why do they even have to be Mamlech Rechavim? We know that if somebody is automatically a father is a king, and it's Melech ben Melech, he doesn't need to be anointed and appointed, right? It's automatic. Only if there's controversy, if there's a fight. But here at this point, there was no fight yet. So why did he even have to go there? So the Radak deals with this question. The Radak in the beginning of Perek Yud Beis in Malachim Aleph says the Radak, after the same story is quoted, the Radak says, V'nira, ki nevua asher amar achia shiloni v'yiravam. Achia Shiloni had already appeared to Yeravam. Achia Shiloni, one of the great Nevi'im, he already appeared to Yeravam and said that you are going to be a king. That Nevu'ah was already known. Lefichach Shalchi Suavakarlo. So there was a machlokas here, because that Nevu'ah was already known. Ubikshu Limso Alila Lahasev Hamaluchel Yeravam. And the people wanted to figure out a way to kind of excuse their behavior. And they're not just going to secede. They're going to give the chance to Rechavam. Rechavam is going to reject their request. And then they're going to secede. Lefichach lo ratzu lavo Yerushalayim. They didn't want to go to Yerushalayim, the place where David HaMelech was. Elaro bo l'shchem Shumei Ephraim. They came to Shechem, which was Ephraim, which was the 10 tribes became known as the Ephraim kingdom. The Yeravam Ephraim, Hutzrach Rechavim Lavo Shechem. Rechavim had to go there, and they were showing who's boss. They were showing that the Am is going to be in charge here, and that's why it went there. There is a Lundish question also that some suggest. If you look in the Rinas Yitzchak here, he suggests it, and that is maybe there was a problem with the Malchus. The Sefer HaChinuch, that's a simple question in Tavtei Zayin. The Sefer HaChinuch says, once David, there's a mitzvah of Amadas Melech, there's a mitzvah to appoint a king. That's the mitzvah of Tavtei Zayin in the Chinuch. So ask the Chinuch, once David HaMelech was Nimshach, so this mitzvah is no longer Lamaisa. Right? We don't have any more mitzvah. Ask the Chinuch, V'ata harer b'ni acharei dvarai lomar. Ech yachshov avizos ha-mitzvah menanoges l'doros. How could this be a mitzvah that's knowing l'doros? V'alo, mishen nimshach David HaMelech, nistalka zos ha-mitzvah mi-Yisrael. Once David HaMelech was anointed, then there's no more mitzvah. Shlo yelem olim nos melech, right? Because it's David HaMelech and all of his descendants. So there's no more mitzvah. How could there be a mitzvah l'doros? So he says, no, there is. V'gamkin l'hamin ha-melucha b'yad ha-yoresh. To be ma'amid the melucha in the hand of the Yoresh, v'laseis mora'o aleinu, to put his mora, to be in awe of him, v'snisnahegimo b'chol davar k'mitzvah u'kedorah yidua, to treat him like the king. You're right, to anoint him might be automatic, but to treat him like the king, that's still part of the mitzvah saseh daraisa. And the Rinas Yitzchak suggests that maybe this is related to a thought of the Emek Bracha, which comes up in a few places in Tanakh. The Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yedaled, discusses David was trying to kill Nabal. Remember Nabal, who was more b'malchus, and Avigail had told David, no, hadayin shol kayam v'lo yatsa tivacha ba'olam. You can't kill him yet. He wasn't more b'malchus. What's the lumdus behind the machlokus between David and Avigail? David already thought, the Emek Bracha explains, that David already thought he was a melech. He was already anointed by Shmuel and Avi. He already had a din melech once he was nimshach. But hanhogas hamelucha, but Shol was still the acting king. So he didn't have the hanhoga of melucha. He was just formally the king, but he wasn't acting king. And that was the machlokas. David thought he was the king, so therefore the din of Morad b'malchus apply. And Avigal explained to him, no, that Morad b'malchus goes by hanhogas hamelucha. And if you're not being treated as the king yet, so then Morad b'malchus does not apply. And a lot of the halachas would, maybe kick in. What about all the halachas of Loyabal Onashim? Does that go by formal melucha or does that by acting melucha? Well, Lefiza explains the Rinas Yisrael, maybe that was the point here too. Rechavam automatically became the king, but until the Am accepts you, so then you don't have hanhagas melucha. And that's the mitzvah that's ledoros, like the Chinuch says. So he says, Avagav denase melech me'atzmo, b'li shum minu midin Yerusha, mikol makom yafina mikra. We learn from the Pasuk, the somta sim alecha melech, dika mitzvahs minoi, lahamid hamelucha biyado, that she should have hanhogas hamelucha. And until that point, he doesn't have the full status of the king. And maybe that's why they went to Shechem, because they knew, maybe Klal Yisrael knew that they weren't going to give him the hanhogas hamelucha. And this was all Meisach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, this is all on the first pasuk. So Rechavim goes to Shechem, because that's where they were going to be mamlechim. Vayikishmo Yeravim ben Avad u'mitzrayim. When Yeravim ben Avad heard about it, he was in Mitzrayim, asher barach mepnei Shlomo. Ezra Sofer, who wrote Divrei HaYamim, assumed familiarity with the story. Right, I don't have to repeat the whole story. Earlier, Shlomo HaMelech had run Yeravam out of the country. If you remember, let's review that for a minute. Back in Perek Yud Aleph of Melachim Aleph, Yeravam was working for Shlomo, and he confronts him. The Yeravam, Eved L'Shlomo, the Pasuk says in Perek Yud Aleph, Vayorem Yad Bamelech. He literally lifted up his hand. He went against Vizad Davash Hiram Yad Melech. What did he do? He was Hiram Yad. Different Pshatim, exactly what he was upset about. He was upset that Shlomo Melech built something. Shlomo Melech didn't build something. He was Mochiach Shlomo. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Kufalef. He was Mochiach and maybe Barabim. And maybe that was the problem. He was more of a Malchus. Maybe he closed a certain road. Different Pshatim exactly. Maybe the Mishpat Zosav there in Malachim says ironically that he was Mochiachim. He gave him tochacha that he closed certain roads, and therefore Bnei Yisrael couldn't be Ola Regel. And what did he do later? He was mevatel the whole Olila Regel, right? He was mevatel, and he created an alternate Beis Hamikdash up north. So he got so upset, and then, you know, maybe at this time it was L'Shem Shemayim, but obviously later it was not. So it says there that he closed a certain road. Va'ishi Ravam Gibor Chayel Va'yar Shlomo Es Hana'ar Ki Osei Malachahu. He saw he was had a lot of potential. So what happens? After he rebelled against Shlomo, Achia Shiloni finds him and tells him the nevuah that he is going to get the malchus, take 10, split the begadim. He split the begadim in 12 parts. He gave him 10 parts. But towards the end of that parak Yud Aleph, it says there, Vayivakesh Shlomo Lahamis Yeravam. Shlomo wanted to kill Yeravam. Vayakam Yeravam, Vayivrach Mitzrayim El Shishak Melech Mitzrayim. He runs away, and he's in Mitzrayim Ad Mos Shlomo. So that's the story from Malachim. So the author of Divrei Hayamim assumes that we know that story. So Yeravam is sitting in Mitzrayim. Unclear, did he come back right when Shlomo died, or did the people call him back? But it says he was in Mitzrayim. Shabarach mipnei Shlomo Hamelach vayashav Yeravam mi Mitzrayim. And now he returns. Vayishlo vayikru lo vayavo Yeravam v'chol Yisrael. They call and they go to Shechem. Vayidabro Rechavam lemar. Now they say to Rechavam, here's your deal. Avicha hiksha zuleinu, your father made our life so terrible, which is interesting. Was this just a made-up lie? Was this a made-up lie? Because life was beautiful under Shlomo. There were no wars. There was plenty. Remember, we saw in the previous parak, there was gold and silver and precious jewels. Or do we say this was at the end of Shlomo's life, when he had a certain level of lifestyle, and because towards the end of his life, he did not stay righteous totally, so he had to tax the people in order to keep up the lifestyle. So this is literal. It's not made up a story. So different pshatim. So avicha, kshaskulanu, v'ato, kel me avodas avicha, hakasha, please make it easier upon us. Ume'ulu, hakavet asher nasan, aleidav navdecha, v'yomar lehem, what's his answer? Let me think about it. Od shloshes yamim v'shuvu elai, v'yelacham. The Abarbanel says already, this was already the weakness. To show indecisiveness as a leader, that is weakness. Whenever you're a leader, you just have to make a decision. If you show you're not sure and you see you could be swayed by people, so then that already is a show that you're not going to be a successful leader. So that's what happened here. He already said, you know, give me a few days. And he goes to ask, he went to ask the elders, the advisors that were already advising in the days of Shlomo. What do you think? What should I do? Should I listen to the people to promise them to make it easier or not? And they said, of course. If you're good to the people, and you say good things, then they'll be loyal to you and they'll follow you if you're good to them. Right? This pasuk and the parallel psukim in Malachim Aleph forms the basis for the Rambam. The Rambam in the second parak of Malachim describes how a king is supposed to act, how a king is supposed to act. The Rambam says there at the end of the second parak, just like we have to have kavod for the king has to have kavod for the people. Just like the pasuk gives him great kavod, and everybody has to have kavod for him. The king has to have a heart that's low and humble. Velo yino gaso slave be Yisrael yoser midai. He shouldn't lift himself above more than enough. Shneamar levilti ruam levavo meachav. V'yechonein umerachem liktanam ulikdolam. And he has to be compassionate and kind. V'yetze v'yavo bechefseim ubetovasam. And he should have their goodness in mind. V'yachos al kvod katan shebiktaneim. And he should have kavod. And he should speak in Rachos, Shinemar Shmouni Achai V'yami, V'yomer, Imtia Le'eved La'amazeh. That's the Pasuk. Right? If you're an Eved, if you're a Tov, La'olam Yisnaik Ba'anava Yaseira, Eilan Agadim Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu did that. He is the greatest of the leaders, and he had the status of a king. And the problem is that Rechavam, again, part of it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan, did not listen to this to these people. He left the Eitzah, the advice of the elders. His friends, he went to ask his friends, The friends told him, you got to be mean, you got to be strong. Right? The Gemara in Megillah, Lamed Aleph, already picks up on this. And the Gemara says, towards the end of the Masechta, Lamed Aleph Amed Beis, the Pasuk said, Gemara says, Tanya, Rishib Melon Azar Omer, Im Yomer Lecha Zakenim Star, if elders tell you to break something down, Viladim B'nei, and the younger generation say to build it, Star. Listen to the Zakenim. The Al Tivne, Mipnesha Stira Zakenim Binyan, Ubinyan Na'arim Stira. Right? Don't listen to the elders. They have more experience. They know what they're talking about. The Simon Ladavar, what's your Simon to always remember to listen to the elders? Rechavam Ben Shlomo. Right? That's the Gemara. Rechavam Ben Shlomo, that's the, he made that mistake. He did not listen to the elders. He listened to the Yeladim, and therefore tragedy struck. And again, what's the machlokas between the Zakenim and the Yeladim? It could be exactly what we said before about whether he had the din of a melech or not. They said he already has a din of a melech. He can do whatever he wants. And the Zakenim was saying, no, until they accept you, they're not, you're not really the melech. Vayomar leyam pasik tes, ma'atim no'atzim v'nashiv davar sa'amazeh. What are you doing? Ashadibru elai leymar, hakel mina ol. What should I do? Vayidabru elo ito. Pasuk Yud, Hayiladim Asher Gadlo. The Yiladim said, Ko Tomar La'am Asher Dibrei Lech Leimar. Avichech Bidesulena, tell them, my father was bad, was strict, I'm going to be even worse. Ko Tomar Lahem, famous line in Pasuk Yud. This line, interestingly, Shlomo HaMelech did not repeat. He listened to the Yiladim, but he did not say this mean, very difficult line. Katani Ava Mimasne Avi. My fingernail is going to be thicker than the loins of my father. Meaning, you just wait. You'll see what I'm going to do. Right? The Masudas David says, Hakol yelach aleichem machalkel. Right? You think you supported my father with the taxes? You're going to have to give me super amounts of taxes. And again, remember the age. Shlomo HaMelech became king at 12. And he already knew how to be the king. When Rechavam here, he was 41. He was 41 years old, and maybe he thought that if my father did this at a younger age, I'm older, I'm more experienced. Either way, this is what he does. V'yata, first, so the Yiladim tell him, Avi emis aleichem o kaved v'ani yosef al ulchem. I'm going to make it even worse. Avi yisar eschem bashotim. My father castigated you with sticks, v'ani bakrabim, and me with scorpions. Just a lashon of it's going to be even tougher. V'yavar yaravam b'chalam. So everybody came, they were waiting, they gave Rechavam the chance. But this is, again, part of, we can't blame Rechavam totally. It was a part of the Yad Hashem. Just like in the days of Shaul, you get the sense of reading all those psukim when there was a Ruach Hashem, a Ruach Ra. Some of it started with Shaul, but a lot of it was because the Kadosh Baruch Hu was giving the Malchus to David. Right? As the Pasuk says in Mishlei, right? Often, when it comes to leaders, leaders aren't just making their own decisions with their own Bechira. Right? That's the Pasuk in Mishlei, in the beginning of Perachaf Aleph. Pal ge mayim lev melech biyad Hashem. Al kol asher yachpot yatenu. Hashem is involved in the leadership decisions. So here too, that is what happens. So what happens, they come back, and Rechavam says, not interested in being nice. Vayaneim ha-melech kasheh. Pasuk Gimel, Vayazov HaMelech Rechavam et Zatzas HaZakenim, he left it, Vayidaber Aleim Katzas HaYeladim, he followed the Eitzah of the Yeladim, Achbid Es Olchem, I'm going to make it worse, V'ani Osif Alav, and he repeats all these words that they told him to say, Avi Yisar Eschem Bashotim, V'ani Ba'akrabim, V'lo Shama HaMelech Alam, he did not listen to them, Ki Yaisa Nesiva Me'im Helokim, as it says here, because it was Me'es Hashem, Laman Akim Hashem Et Dvaro, because Hashem was fulfilling His word, Asher Diber B'Yadachia HaShiloni El Yeravam Enavat, the Nevuah, that Yeravam was going to be the king. V'chal Yisrael Ki Lo Shamal Melech Lahem. So what did they say? Ma'alanu Chelek B'David, V'lo Nachla B'ben Yishai. They rejected. Wow. They rejected David. They rejected David's family. Remember the Brisker Rav. We've mentioned numerous times, ala Torah, that there are two Bechiros. There's the Bechira of David's family, and then there's the Bechira of David. Right? Both of those. And here, both of them are rejected. David is rejected, and Ben Yishai is rejected. And then they even say, Ish lo alecha Yisrael, everybody go home! Ata re'e beischa David. See your house, David. What are they saying? That's going to be your house, Malchus Beis David. We don't need that house anymore. We don't even need the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Mefarishir says. Ein anu tzrichin lo leilech sham. It could all be yours. Re'e Beischa David. E efsheinu lo b'cha, v'lo b'beis hamikdash shelcha. And that's what it's meant by Re'e Beischa David. Everybody went home. So the Malchus now is split. So you have the 10 tribes with Ephraim and Yeravam, and they have the 2 tribes, as we'll get to more of them next parak, with Yehuda. So far it just says Yehuda. Rechavam sends Hadorim alamas, either to collect taxes, either is this to try to make shalom or just to collect taxes. By the way, Hadorim doesn't last. Vayirgamu boku b'nei Yisrael aven, they stone him. Vayamos, they stone the messenger of Rechavam. Vamelach Rechavam realizes that this is serious. V'hisameis follows b'Rechav, he quickly gets into his chariot in Shechem and runs back to Yerushalayim. Vayivshu Yisob b'beis David. Ad hayom hazeh, and the Malchus is split up until today. Up until today, what does that mean? Until the days of Ezra, when the 10 tribes didn't come back. Does it mean even today? Either way, for a long time, the Malchus is split. The tragedy has taken place. Okay, we'll stop here. Perek Yud Aleph will be more about Rechavam.